Based on what we saw in that first skate, is that pretty much what we can expect to see tomorrow?
Yeah, fairly close. Cut it down to 20, yeah.
Opportunity, I guess, for Ehlers and Patan, Lowry, Peluso to get another look?
Yeah, we're going to have, we want to have certain role players in our lineup every night. And we may see Morrissey as well. We still got some guys. There's always nicks and bruises, so we put extra guys in the morning skates and things like that to make sure we got enough guys. But we need to take a good look at the younger players early on to see who's going to squeeze through and get the chance later in exhibition.
You mentioned the role players, and I guess Peluso. What did you think of the physicality of last night?
I think that it's important that...
We're not trying to get you in trouble, but...
Well, don't want to get in trouble. Just want to make sure. I mean, I've had my discussion with Anthony, as I do on a lot of days, as to his performance. I like the hockey part of his game, and sometimes those things happen. He's going to get into some fights.
Not a chance to take a good look at the younger guys, but you know, some of the vets were in there, including Bogosian. Just thoughts on his game and how he played.
Yeah, I've been happy from the start of camp. I mean, I've called them the drivers, the leaders, the guys that have been around a little bit. They've pushed themselves through practices. He clearly trained hard this summer. He's an exceptionally fit, strong man. And I like the way he was getting up the ice last night. So I think we've encouraged that from him. So he's learning it. And I know he's been in the league an awfully long time. But in terms of defenseman years, he's learning if he's going to play against the other team's best, he can't be up the ice every time. So picking the right spots, right? But we still need that because it's an advantage for us. You get a big man that moves that well, get up into the holes. So I thought he did a really good job picking his spots last night, and we're gonna ask him to do that.
You played with injuries obviously last season. You've gone through tape. When is he at his best?
Yeah, healthy and confident. I mean, the things that make a player at their best are the same for every single guy, right? You feel good about yourself, you're in good shape, your body's right, and you've put enough games of quality play together that you're stepping out the ice expecting positive results instead of, you know, fearing the negative ones. That's just a confident young man, and when he was going last year, we were a good team. You know, he has a really, really important role on our club.
Looking at him, 24 years old, already six seasons under his belt. Surprise you?
Well, it's surprising for anybody to come in and make the league as an 18-year-old. It's just a rarity, you know. But we look around the league and we pick the five or six kids every year that do, and then we just attach that to every first-round pick and expect them to do it. It's a real rarity to come in and play minutes. So at the same time, as you move back from forward to the goal, it's a longer learning curve. So he's a fellow that has great physical attributes, but that doesn't necessarily speed up the learning curve. But what's changed for him is now we are playing him against the other team's best. So there's another piece that goes with that.
How far along the convincing the coach curve are Scheifele, Wheeler, and Kane to maybe being sure that they're aligned in your mind?
I think it's really important that we have some consistency in what we're doing. I never got to see what I wanted to see last year. You know, when Evander was injured, came out, we had four games, Anaheim, Chicago, San Jose, and one other one at home. We went 3-1 with a 1-0 loss to San Jose, so I was excited about that. I mean, but we were still learning about Mark, and Mark was still learning what we want to ask of him. So, and then the injuries, and Mark went down, and we never got a consistent run. And you know, in parts of practice you're just thinking, how do you defend against it, right? But okay, we've got to get them out there and get them into defensive situations too, because Mark's gonna, whether he takes that now or it's next year or whenever it happens, that eventually is going to be his job, playing against the other team's best head to head all night, and we've got to get those three guys understanding that it's not all, let's see how fast we can skate, you know. But they've done that. Like I've liked what I've seen.
Are you going to have some patience with them as far as through the exhibition season, maybe early into the regular season?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I say that to you now, right? So that's the plan.
Yeah.
No line has ever stayed together the whole year. You're going to move people around, but I don't want to be. I don't want to be moving individuals around every single night because we're trying to find the right mix. I mean, if we're moving a guy in and out, yeah, there's a guy that just doesn't have it. And sometimes you got to, you know, even send a message. If a guy can't get the puck out three times in a row in his own end, you got to make a change. You got to do something. You're trying to win the hockey game. At the same time, we are young. We're going to make some of those mistakes. And I want them playing at that, on that edge that they're trying, and they try some things. So I have some room for mistakes as long as they're not effort-based or focus-based, and I'm going to give those guys some room.
Dustin Bufflin seemed to trail off last night. Is there any specific reason behind that?
Yeah, I stopped playing him.
Why?
He's just got a minor lower body injury, and we don't want to get worse. So it wasn't so much that I'd take him off the bench because I played him back because we got into some penalties there, and I didn't want to run Frolik and Ellers, the guys that in Thorburn, I was double shifting those guys. I just didn't want to run them. So he's good enough to be out there. I just didn't want him to get it to fatigued. And like anybody who's got a minor injury, we're real careful with him this time of year.
So speaking of Frolik, he played the most minutes out of the forwards, and it just seems no matter what situation you put him in, he excels at it.
That was true before I got here. This guy's a player, and when you go back. I don't want to get into the advanced stats too much because you guys will be asking me about it every day, but let's just say whoever Mike Frolik plays with plays well.
So what do you see his role being on this team? It's so hard to pin down where
just whoever we need to get going, we're playing Fro with. He'll be happy to hear that. No, that one is so when you ask the question about you know patience and leaving guys together, Mike is a good solution to a lot of your issues if you're feeling you got him in the game. You need to shut something down, he can do that. You know, he can make plays. He's in good shape. Like, he's worked hard. He drives through those practices and doesn't fatigue the next day. You know, he recovers off those practices. So he's just going to – we're going to use him in a couple different roles. He excels in all of them.
You mentioned Dustin's injury. Is that something he was dealing with before the – heading into the game yesterday, or did it occur during
the game? Yeah, he's been playing with that one for a little while. Everybody's got something, right? So we've skated. We haven't taken a day off. We've grinded them pretty hard. Everybody's got a stiff back and some hip flexors and some groins. That's just the part of it. They got to get through it, and then we have to be real smart. Just when it starts to cross that line to becoming a bigger issue, we cut them right back. So Stewie practiced today. I'm not letting him go until he feels 100% cut buff back. But we got to, I mean, half our training camp's got something, right? That's the way it should be.
Where's Josh Morrissey on that teenage learning curve that you talked about earlier?
I don't know yet, you know, to be honest with you. I mean, I've seen him play from the bench one game. I saw the Penticton watch some things. But for Josh, it's all about how many times you can break us out quick, right? Because he's going to get the stuff on the power play, and he's going to make the offensive plays. We know that. Can he move the puck from the back end in those tight areas, and can he handle the one-on-one going? The answer is he's going to. And at some point, this guy's going to play in the National Hockey League, and probably when he gets in there, he's not coming out for an awfully long time. Need to see more before you can say that. And even a young man that went in and lit it up. If he had scored two and had a wonderful game, I'd still give you the same answer. We won a game. I need to see more. I liked his game last night. I'll just be honest. I liked his game better than the games I saw him play in Penticton. I think for some players, the National Hockey League game in some ways more sorted.
Is
more sorted. Like for him, I was, you know, talking to Toby Enstrom this morning. He said, you know, he knows where just about every Minnesota forward's going to be because he knows who they are and he knows how they play. And they all got one job to do the same thing over and over again. He said last night they got kids out there and they're on the wrong side of me all the time. Not our guys, their guys. So he needs to, you know, those are the things that we'll watch and learn.
Can you compare Josh to Jacob Trouba, or is that not fair?
I can't. Didn't see Jake's training camp last year. I think it's a different style, different physical dynamic. Same maybe concept in that that they will look to make plays when, and they've shown that they can and they can complete those plays, but because of their physical builds and the way they move, they're going to be different.
Do you think Jim Slater will be in your lineup this week? Is he close to being cleared? Do you know?
I would expect Jimmy in many.
Okay.
That's my expectation right now.
Is Eric Odell missing today?
Eric Odell has an upper body injury that is more significant than day-to-day. But I'm going to say let's give it a week and see where we're at.
Do you have any others that are in
you know what?
Injury category?
Scotty, do I got any more injuries? Those are the guys. I'm not holding out on you. I got lists everywhere, and I can't remember who's on which list. But, but we're going to come back tomorrow morning, and I'm going to have four guys that are penciled in that game, and they will have to feel as good as they do today or better to get in the lineup. If they tighten up at all, we're going to rotate somebody in and out.
What do you
Minnesota really didn't put – two starting NHLers in there. Does that make your job harder when they don't ice a more NHL-looking team?
I wrote their names down on the card strictly because I had that much time before the game started and never looked at it once. I mean, I matched one offensive zone face-off and one defensive zone face-off the whole night and didn't care. I'll tell you this. The fewer NHL names in the lineup, the harder game's going to be. Right, you get these guys that are third and fourth line guys and the American League guys that come out and compete so hard in these games because it's their chance. I'm not assessing where we're at by the play against the other team. It's all systems and effort right now. So I'm watching, we did all our video totally based on systems, and then we'll sit down and go through everybody every day and talk about their effort.
What do you know about Danny Taylor, the goalie?
There's about as much as I know about all the new guys that I've never seen play before. I get a report on them, and we'll see what happens. I will tell you this. I watch goaltenders' body language. And other than that, aside from screaming an expletive filled stop the puck once a year, on my way out of the room after I've given it to everybody else, it's how you doing at the coffee machine in the morning. I stay out of those guys' circles.